In the studio with us now, we have two very special guests, and these guys are from the Survivors Project. Say hello.
Good morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Nice to meet you. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Liz Forte.
And I'm Sheena Matthews.
Lovely. And what are you here to talk about today?
We're here to promote the Survivors Project.
Yep.
The web page went up recently. Its address is www.survivorsproject.co.uk.
And Survivors Project is all one word?
Yes, it is.
Lovely.
And it's all lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
And the web designer is Mike Frost, and he wants that website to develop and grow. He'd like the public to contribute to it, add their thoughts, their music, their poems. I think Nick here, who works at the radio station, is planning to upload a poem of his that he's written and that he recites beautifully onto it. We're raising money for a foundation, medical foundation for victims of torture, which is based in Islington, and our site links through to their site.
Lovely.
So we feel that we're doing good work.
Can you tell us some history about the Survivors Project? How long have you been going? And
we've taken a bit of time with this because a lot of us are quite low income and struggling ourselves, and in our own way, we're survivors of poverty, homelessness, discrimination, and I think that's why we have an empathy for this particular project. So I think it's taken us a year really to get it together.
Well, that's pretty good.
Well, to find
really.
The talent, to find the talent from all walks of life.
A year to get a CD together, which is what I see in front of you there, is very, very good going.
Thank you. Thank you. We're planning a gig at the Junction, a promotional gig. Devonshire Arms, the owner of the Devonshire Arms, is also very amiable and has offered us some space. So this is definitely going to grow.
Can you tell us about the CD and what artists you've got on there as well? And how people can get hold of it, of course.
Yeah, I think they can download it from the website. That is the intention. That's what we're working towards. We have got a group called Bijou Mayo on it, and I must say that Miles has been, I think, the most supportive along of the project from the start. Miles,
I've heard the band; they are fantastic.
He's such a sweet man. I think they're playing at the Soul Tree quite regularly now,
they do,
and many other places. And we have Hoss.
Ooh.
Hoss, they're fabulous as well. They're on there; they're fabulous. And we have Sheena Matthews, who's here today, and she's a fantastic lady. And I think it's probably best if Sheena tells us her history herself. But all I know is she's a super songwriter and has a voice like an angel.
Oh, yeah. You're a star, thank you.
Well, Sheena, if you'd like to give us a little bit of history and how you got involved with the project.
Well, basically, I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been writing for 24 years. And I do all my own stuff. I don't really sing anybody else's music. And Liz asked me if I had anything I could contribute, and some of my songs are very relevant to the project because a lot of what I write about is war and basically the criminal acts that people indulge in war and life in general, you know. And so a lot of my stuff works well for the project. And I'm trying to establish myself as a singer-songwriter in the music world. And I've done an album, which I'm trying to promote myself as well.
Really?
But it has got these two songs that are also on the Survivors Project on it. So hopefully things will work out that people will hear our name and like what I do in our field as well, and we can promote the Survivors Project through our work too.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, if you'd like to give us the name of your album and how people can get it.
The name of my album at the moment is a bit uncertain because it's still in the early stages, but I will come in again to 209 if you let me.
Of course.
And I'll sing a little bit of my stuff.
She wants to sing for us now, Amy.
Yeah, of course. The song I want to sing today is not one that's on the album. It's one that will be one of the features on my new album, and I will be contributing to the next album we do for Survivors.
We're going to do one every year,
yeah,
2nd of September every year.
This is the one that's going to be on the next album, and it's called War Child. But I think it's very relevant to the project. So.
Okay.
Do you want me to go ahead?
You take it away.
Okay.
Life is so hard. It's a try learn a strain. When you see kids cry, it's such a shame. When you look around at all man has done, and you wonder
absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much, Sheena.
And that will be featured on the next CD, hopefully.
That's really, really beautiful. And good luck. Liz, good luck with your project.
Thank you. Can I just honour my grandparents with a little quote? That in Italy we have this custom when your grandparents, when people die, you get a little card, their photograph, their dates, and a little quote. So this is my grandparents, Italian Jews, the quote when Angelo Antonio Di Fazio passed away. Sol chi non lascia eredità d'affetti, poca gioia dell'urna. Whoever doesn't leave behind anything of love has little joy in the grave. And we hope that with this project we're all going to leave behind a little bit of love.
Oh, that's really lovely. Unfortunately, time is very much running away with us. So unfortunately, after this, we will have the news. But thank you very much, Liz and Sheena. It was a pleasure to have you in.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us.